Hello, my name is Mike and I'm a human potential and reinvent yourself coach. I've lived a different sort of life from very early onwards, and this has allowed me a more lateral perspective from which to view life and its issues. As a child, some adults in my immediate environment were seen and treated within a high social status. As I grew older, I became confused because as they aged, life began to take its toll on them. They began to lose their social position. Marriages started to disintegrate and they frequented the pubs much more. Some were broken and lost forever. All of this was a source of great mystery to me. I couldn't understand the why of their situation. I began to realize as I voyaged into the mid to late 30s zone myself what had occurred. Thoreau's living a life of quiet desperation makes a whole lot of sense to me now. We all go through different life stages: birth, puberty, midlife, elder stage, old age, death. Each of these life transitions is accompanied by definite signs and symptoms that do not need to be negative. Formerly in nature, tribal societies recognize these stages, and the persons making the transition were aided and guided, mentored to be precise. In our society, we recognize birth and death and have devised ceremonies to honor them. But for the rest, we are on our own. It is not that the powerful hormonal movements and symptoms have lessened and gone away from puberty or midlife, for example. It is just that as a society, we don't honor them anymore. And all the initiations and experiences to negotiate the turmoil of these stages have disappeared. Most of us have spent our lives working the 9-to-5, unseen in general work politics, afraid to upset the cart for fear of losing our job or position. At some stage, though, life kicks in and we realize the emptiness of it all. We look in the mirror and see a stranger. How did this happen? What happened to me? I used to be young. I had dreams. I felt like I could rule the world once. On some faraway level, an unheard cry for help, but it's no use. It's not clear to ourselves, so how will anyone else understand or help? And who would we talk to anyway? Friends, family, spouse? Forget it. Make ourselves vulnerable? No. Yes, we want to change. Life is beating us with the urge. Change our image, our clothes, our hair, our way, our life. It doesn't matter to us if it's right or wrong at that moment. If we don't change, it'll be too late. We are shadows of the real people we should have been. There is no place to run away from the truth. No more hiding and lying to ourselves. There's an emotional turbulence going down, and we can't understand or share it with anyone. The last vestige of ourselves seems to be ebbing away, and the self-imposed lie of an image of ourselves crumbles. I believe that the lack of rites of passage and mentoring in our lives is mainly responsible for all the broken people, dreams, and relationships in the world. I believe it is necessary to reinvent ourselves a number of times throughout our life consciously. To that end, I have made this course available based on my own life experiences, thoughts and tribulations. Through trial and error, ecstasy and agony, life and near death, with influences from my time with Native peoples, different courses I have taken, and academia. A new life awaits you, a new you, a calmer, balanced, wiser you, with a focused aura of confidence, inner strength and mystery. So instead of a society to welcome you into the circle of a new self, with respect for you and your achievements, instead of a past that defined you and pronounced you a real person, instead of all the knowledge, wisdom, mentoring, rights and elders lost beyond our reach, I offer you now the Reinvent Yourself Protocols.